steam heating for the house.
Did you ever have a fireplace?
No, sure. Never had a fireplace.
One of those with chowed chips.
No, it wouldn't have been. It wouldn't have helped. And then we had to freight coal from later after I had a little more income. They freighted coal in. Of course, with the furnace, they had to have coal. And that was freighted from Englewood, Kansas, 35 miles, 2-day trip.
Wagons. Did they have anything special to carry the coal and throw it in the furnace?
No, sir.
Yes. I was just thinking about the pail or whatever it was they put the coal in.
The coal scuttles.
Is that what they call them?
Yes, sir. Yes. Of course, we carry those in buckets. Now, after you got this steam heating system, they had an entry into the basement and they just unloaded it, that coal bin. But the chips and the coal for the stoves is carried in those coal scuttles. Long with a kind of a spout on it. Say that's what they carried it in.
Over in the western part, I got coal bucket.
Coal buckets, they call coal scuttles or coal buckets.
Yeah. Was coal bucket a common term here for it, or was it used in the scuttle?
Well, I expect coal bucket more in the scuttles. Yes, it was.
Was the chimney outside the house, or did it go up on the inside?
No, let's see. There's two chimneys, both inside. Yes.
And in lighting your fire, what did you use to start the blaze?
Oh, paper mostly.
I know this may seem like a funny question, but did you ever take wood and shave it up?
Yes, sir.
And did you have any special term for that?
Special what?
Special term for that?
No, sir. No. Wood shaving, no special term.
In parts of southeastern United States, it's lightwood or lightered. Other places, it's kindling or kindling or kindling.
Well, a kindling, that was used here, yes. That would be a kindling. That would be some of the chores for the children to go out and pick sticks up just any fine, or shavings. A lot of times you'd find a soft pine board laying there by the stove that they'd shave off. Shavings, yes, that was a common term here too, shavings.
It's kind of pleasant just to sit and feel the knife scoop through that, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Were fireplaces, did anyone in this area have a fireplace that you can recall?
Fireplace is almost a stranger to me. I've been in several years. I probably must have done it before I saw a fireplace. We just didn't have them here because we didn't have anything to burn in. There's no chips would have been a failure because they would burn so fast you couldn't heat a house with them. No, I had to go east to see a fireplace the first time.
Then I want to ask you about hearth, andirons, mantle, and backlog.
Well, that might be
Tennessee terms.
That wouldn't be applied here at all. It's common terms in those mountain countries or where you have wood, but not here.
Here's one I know. I don't know if you did have this trouble with cow chips. You might have with coal. Did your stovepipe ever get plugged up with that black stuff?
Oh, yes. That is common. That is a regular fall job. And the father had picked up it, and I've lost it. I feel bad about it every time I think about it. He had an Indian hammer, stone hammer, and you've seen those with the groove around the center. He'd tie a rope or a string to that, and that's what he cleaned the chimney with. We'd get up every fall before cold weather started, and he'd run that up and down the chimney and then clean it up the bottom of the stove.
Yes, what do you call that black stuff?
Soot. It's carbon black, is what it is, but it's soot, what we call it. Yes, sir, that was a regular fall job.
The Indian hammer and run it down the stove pipe.
Yes, sir.